This episode of The Truth contains strong language and discussion of sexual harassment. Listener discretion is advised.
Door to door.
That's breaking and entering.
No, the door was unlocked.
I could call the police.
No, I'm sorry. Please don't do that. I was just selling Girl Scout cookies.
You seem a little old to be a Girl Scout.
I'm trying to help my sister.
It's a month after Labor Day. You won't be making many sales. It's a ghost town.
You know what? I am so sorry to bother you. I'll just...
I'll buy some cookies if that will help.
Huh?
How much are they now? $4? $5?
$4.
Just let me get my wallet down the hall. I don't want you to be doing this for no reason.
Wow, that's so nice.
Hey, come back. I have your money for you.
I'm sorry. I realized I ran out of cookies.
I'll make a donation. Come back.
Bye!
This is The Off Season, an original four-part series from The Truth. Part 2, Breaking In.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to The Off-Season.
$4.40 Ocean View. Those lights on in the living room? Never mind. 500 Ocean View. Garbage bags by the mailbox. Okay, that's a hard no. Ugh. Oh. Hello, house. Who are you? Hello? Hello? Anyone here?
Back door open.
Hello?
Back door closed.
Man, why do people even pay for those services? Especially when they've got so many awards. Damn, son. The Miller Prize for Excellence in Journalism, 2013. The Miller Prize for Excellence in Broadcast. Oh, it feels so good. Thank you so much to everyone for believing in me. You know, I knew that I would get out of Montauk someday, and now look at me. My hometown is my second hometown. I'd like to say thank you to the awards people and my family and say screw you to Principal Malloy. Okay, don't take it. No, that would be really nice to have, but a very dumb thing to do. Okay. Holy shit. Wow. Oh, yes, you know, life has changed for me since winning the Miller Prize. I didn't grow up with much, but wealth can change you, you know, and now I have a sauna on the first floor of my house? Holy shit. And of course, I wouldn't just have a straight staircase. It has to spin around like a gentle waltz. Yet this way you can see all of my paintings of lighthouses and boats and this man. Okay. Upstairs, we've got, well, of course, I make sure to have an extra guest bathroom for your other lover. And a guest bedroom. And a bedroom for the guest's guest. And a locked door. Don't lock your back door, but you lock some rando room in your house. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Carnegie Magazine. Is this Erica Maldonado?
Yes.
Is this a good time?
Definitely, I'm not doing anything.
Well, first, we just wanted to thank you for submitting your essay, Glass Doors. We really think you have a strong, clear voice and incredible potential.
Thank you so much. That means the world.
Unfortunately, we won't be publishing your article in next month's magazine.
Okay.
That said, I wanted to personally encourage you to apply to Carnegie's internship program.
Really?
Yeah. The applications for the spring semester are open next month.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds wonderful.
The internship is a great way for young journalists to get introduced to the business of publishing.
Okay.
It takes place in our offices, that's in Manhattan.
Okay.
And though it's unpaid, we can offer credit depending on your university.
Oh, sorry. So there's no stipend or housing?
Unfortunately not. But we found that our industrious interns always find a way of making it work. It's really an incredible opportunity.
No, yeah, no, it sounds really great.
Fantastic. Then I'll keep my eye out for your application, and I am looking forward to reading it.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Sounds like your industrious, talented interns don't have to work for money. Let's see. It's on TV.
I don't want to deal with leftover meal residue in my Pyrex. Who wants to clean before you...
All right, we can do that, too. Let's keep it going.
Conversation.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Tara.
Hi, Tara. That's my mother's name is Tara.
Oh, wow, yeah. How hard was it?
Yes, thank you. That's a good question. Rita, has reaching this level of success been difficult?
Of course. In this field, a career is always
hard. I'm sorry. That question's not for you. This question is for Bruce.
Not for me.
How hard was your dick when you tried to your former co-host?
Look, I'm sorry, we're going to have to cut you off
Where did she go? That was the year you won the Miller Prize, but she dropped off the map. So what happened?
That is completely false. Rita, please tell them what you want me to tell them.
The Miller Prize 2013. Michael in your film, holy shit. Oh my god, this is his house. I'm in Bruce Alvarez's house. Oh my god. This is his house. I have to get out of here. I have to... Wait. This could be a story. This could be the big break. Come on. There has to be something in here. How can someone who's so rich have so little stuff? Okay, Erica, he's not going to just leave evidence out in the open where anyone could find it. He would obviously lock it away.
Erica, you good?
Hey, babe. I need your help.
Do you need a place to stay? My mom's at home if you need it.
No, I need help with a lock.
Are you trying to break into another house?
Okay, do not say it like it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing.
We used to do this all the time.
When we were kids, Erica, we did it when we were bored teenagers.
But I'm still a bored teenager.
You're 19. You're not in high school anymore. You could get in real trouble.
I never take anything.
Still against the law. You should stop.
You know what? Maybe people should stop pricing us out with empty beach houses, Viv.
You need to get out of that town.
You know I can't.
You'll help your dad more in the long run with college.
Well, in the long run, no one would be visiting him in the short run, so guess that doesn't really work so well, does it?
You know, you could transfer here.
Okay, that's not how a transfer works. You don't just, like, go from not being in school, just being... That's just called applying to college.
So apply to be a freshman. They have some financial aid.
Just help me out with this little luck, and then I'll let you go.
Erica.
It's actually a pretty hefty-looking lock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like?
It's separate locks. It's a separate lock from the lock on the door handle.
Yeah, okay, does the door handle turn?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about that one.
Okay.
Do you have some bobby pins or like a paper clip?
Yeah.
Okay, use those, extend the paper clip,
mm-hmm.
and then stick it in towards the bottom of the lock.
Okay.
Okay, stick the second pin at the top of the lock. Mm-hmm. Basically, you're waiting for like a little click.
You're my savior.
Did it work?
Oh, I'm still trying. So, Viv, want to hear something crazy?
Crazier than you asking me to be an accessory to a crime?
Yeah, much crazier than that. I'm in Bruce Alvarez's house.
What?
Yeah. Like, I'm in his house. It's his house.
No. That is not possible. He doesn't have a place in Montauk.
No, he has a house here, and I'm in it. You know, the big one down on Ocean View?
How would we have not known that was his house, though?
Because all white men in suits look alike.
We would have recognized Bruce Alvarez. Mm-hmm. Wait, why is he trending on Twitter?
No, like, this place has his awards and everything. It's definitely him. Like, this is the squat of all squats.
Wait, no. Erica, wait. Oh, no. This isn't good. You have to get out of there.
Come on.
Did you hear what just happened on his show?
No. Apparently, no, I know. I know what happened on his show.
So, you have to get the hell out of there.
I have more access right now than anyone in the world.
Yeah, except for the door is locked and you have already broken into his house.
But,
and
I have to go. The door just unlocked.
No, Erica.
Thank you so much. You're the best friend in the world. I'll call you back. Okay, bye. What do we have here?
The off-season will return in a moment.
This episode of The Truth is brought to you by Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. Bombas has totally re-engineered socks. 2 years of research and development led to multiple improvements of the sock design, performance, and comfort. The extra arch support feels like a hug around your feet. The cushioned footbed is reinforced without added bulkiness. And the cotton is so soft, you'll never want to take them off. Jonathan, don't you have a pair of these socks?
I have multiple pairs of these socks.
Mm.
They are. They're the most comfortable socks I own. Also, I didn't realize this, but socks are the number one requested item in homeless shelters, but you can't donate used socks. And that's why Bombas donates one brand new pair of socks for every pair they sell. And to date, they've sold and donated over 9 million pairs of socks.
Go to bombas.com/truth. That's BOMBAS.com, and you get 20% off your first order.
Whatever you love to do, there's a pair of Bombas that'll add comfort to your life as you do it.
That's bombas.com/truth, and use the promo code TRUTH. This episode of The Truth is also brought to you by MeUndies. MeUndies is that cool underwear brand with the fun, crazy prints. People love them, and they say they're the most comfortable thing ever. I'm sitting here with Jonathan Mitchell, the producer of The Truth. He's going to tell you some more. Yeah.
Well, I got some MeUndies in the mail, and they are so comfortable. They use this, it's called micromodal fabric. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Me either. But it's 3 times softer than regular cotton. MeUndies also love celebrating the fall season with fun holiday prints. So you can get all kinds of cool pictures on your underwear.
And to get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/truth. That's MeUndies.com/truth.
Now back to the off season.
What do we have here? Please don't have a password.
people to treat their computers the way they treat their houses. Oh. Let's see. Screenshot. Recordings. June 2015, Clara A.
It's so nice to see you. Thank you so much for being willing to meet with me.
No, thank you for reaching out.
Absolutely.
How did you even know that I filed a complaint?
Oh, you know, what people say. Gets around.
Huh. No, it's just, I signed an NDA, so...
Right, right, I did too. But, I mean, you know, you talk to your friends when it happens.
No, I pretty much kept it under wraps.
Come on, not even a family member?
I mean... HR knew about it, but...
Right, right.
It seemed like they were kind of in his pocket, you know?
In whose pocket?
Larry Kellmer, the head of the network.
Yeah.
When I was working there, I always got the feeling that every time I was saying something to them, that it was going straight to Larry, you know? Didn't you ever feel that way when you spoke to Nora?
Which one was Nora?
The head of HR?
Oh, yes, right.
When did you work there? I tried to find a Miriam Alex on the employee roster.
You don't think I worked there?
No, I'm sorry.
No, I was in the marketing department briefly. It was.
I'm sure I sound crazy.
It's all right. Just a little bit, but it's all right.
Yeah, it's just, I just feel like someone's watching me, like making sure that I stay in line. Or...
That's a bit extreme, isn't it?
I know, I sound crazy. It's just that whole place was just demoralizing.
It's all right, darling. You've been through hell, but it's over now.
Holy shit, Clara, you're getting conned big time. Sloan Arkin, 2016. What's that?
Which department did you work in before? I didn't see a record of a Miriam Alex in the database.
I was in accounting. I mean, I only worked there for a couple of weeks.
Oh.
You know, before they axed me.
Right.
I wasn't even done training yet.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Did you think I didn't work there?
No, I... You know what? If that place taught me one thing, it's that you really can't trust anyone, so...
I get it.
Yeah.
I know. It must have been really, really traumatic what happened to you, what you went through.
Yeah.
Did you tell anyone about it?
What, like before the NDA?
Yeah.
I mean, I told my roommates. I came home from work every day hysterically crying because I was absolutely humiliated on set.
Did they believe you?
Yeah, of course.
Good. I just know, for myself, it was really hard to get people to believe my story.
I'm sorry.
And I started drinking at that time. A lot. Like, drinking a lot. Very heavily.
Right.
To black out, you know? Did you do that?
Oh, I've never been a drinker, so... I didn't... I mean, I did... Sorry, I don't want to talk too much about myself.
Oh, don't be sorry. Go ahead, tell me.
I started taking Lexapro around that time. I had a prescription, but I was taking a lot more than I was supposed to.
Isn't that the one that makes you hallucinate a little bit?
Yeah, for some people it does.
Did that happen to you?
I sometimes used to feel like there was a big dragonfly hovering over my shoulder.
Really?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
You saw a dragonfly?
Uh-huh. It was, very weird.
You have a very, very powerful imagination then. That's a gift.
2013, Tara B.
And you were drinking that much?
Mm-hmm.
Every night?
And every afternoon. I mean, I didn't even drink like that when I was in a sorority.
How many? All the way back through 2009? What's in here? Abbott, Emma, Barnum, Anjali. Date of complaint, March 2nd, 14th, April 23rd, 2013. Claims Bruce making inappropriate remarks prior to taping. Claims she
can't continue to make work in an environment where I'm the subject of routine harassment by the host of the conversation, where I'm...
Settled to both parties' satisfaction, April 30th. I want this one. Alexa Blum, date of complaint, June 19th, 2009, claims that...
He is regularly flirting with the interns at late nights with Peter Hicks, and I'm concerned that he's creating a hostile work environment for young women and men. I think it's our obligation to...
Letter of termination for Alexa Blum, June 21st, 2009, settled to both parties' satisfaction. How many are there? Complaint, inappropriate contact at holiday party. Resolved to both parties' satisfaction. Date of termination, September 19th, 2014. Complaint, docked pay after refused to accompany film crew.
Are you Miriam?
It's nice to finally meet.
I didn't see Miriam Alex in the
back. I don't think I remember working with
I guess
Miriam.
We must have changed my name after I got fired.
Has this ever happened to you?
Did you maybe talk to a therapist?
On medication?
Did they believe you?
Did they believe you?
Did they believe
you?
Hi, I'm looking for Clara Andrews.
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Clara. I'm Erica. I've been researching a piece for the past few days about Bruce Alvarez, and I was wondering if I could ask you to comment specifically about a woman named Miriam Alex.
Who is this?
I have some recordings of you.
What?
Sorry, there's recordings of you talking to a woman named Miriam Alex. That's why I'm calling. I just wanted to know if
you... Okay, I already told you that I'm keeping up my end of the bargain. Don't call me again. Just wait. Leave me alone.
Okay, but has anyone else tried to... Okay. Sloan Arkin.
Hello, this is Sloan.
Hi, Sloan, this is Erica. Can I ask you a quick
question? Are you calling from Syracuse? I donate every year, but I really can't talk right now.
No, I'm calling about Miriam Alex.
Is she okay?
You know her.
Yeah, I know Miriam. Is she all right?
I'm actually just trying to write a piece about her, so I was wondering if you've talked to her lately.
Are you with APN? Because I'm not going to say anything that Miriam's not willing to tell you herself.
She was recording you.
What are you talking about?
She was recording your conversation. And I was wondering if you had any comment on that?
That, Miriam wouldn't record a conversation that we had. Miriam's my friend, so...
She did record it. I heard it. Lexapro. Dragonfly.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. That's actually what I'm trying to figure out. I was hoping that you could help me because she was recording a lot of conversations with other women too. So can you just tell me when the last time you spoke with her was?
I haven't talked to her in months.
What did she say?
Was she tricking me?
I
knew it. I knew it couldn't be over. I knew they had something else up their sleeve. She even was telling me
that. What did she tell
and
you?
And I'm stupid. Oh, I trusted her.
You're not stupid. This has actually happened to a lot of people from the conversation.
I didn't work for the conversation.
You never worked for them?
No. I worked for the dive. It was Wednesday nights.
I thought all these conversations were about Bruce Alvarez.
Alvarez? No.
Yeah.
No, I never met him. I always thought he was really sleazy, but I never met him.
Okay, I'm sorry. Quickly, can you... What about Clara Andrews or Emma Abrams? Did they work at
no,
the...
No, don't know the first one. Emma Abrams, she did work with me for a bit on the dive. Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just... Do you know any reason why Bruce would have the recording of you?
Wait, Bruce has these recordings?
Do you have any idea why he would have recordings of people that he never worked with?
Are you talking to Bruce Alvarez?
Do you have any idea who Miriam might actually be?
Who are you?
I prefer not to say.
You said your name was Erica, right?
Right. Yeah,
Is this the number where I can reach you?
Yes, you can call me, but... Oh, no.
Oh, no what?
Oh, shit.
Erica?
It's him.
Who?
Sloan, I have to go.
Shit.
You were in Bruce Alvarez's house at the same time Bruce Alvarez was in Bruce Alvarez's house. Siri, text Viv. I was in Bruce Alvarez's house and holy shit, do I have a story. Call me back.
Oh my God, I have to go. I have to get out of here before you...
Hey, you, what are you doing here?
Me?
There's obviously no one else here in this... This is private property, miss. What are you doing? You're hiding in the bushes. You're trying to take pictures of me?
No,
You're trespassing. I could call the police on you and have you arrested.
I'm the gardener.
What the hell are you doing here?
I was gardening.
Why are you in the bushes?
I was gardening.
Oh. Okay. That makes sense.
But I'll go now.
Yeah, good. Yeah, go ahead, do that. You can take the day off for the rest of the day. Thank you.
Viv, you won't believe this.
Up.
He showed up.
I told you he was going to show up. Are you okay? Did he see you?
No, I bolted, and I wish you had been here.
Yeah, in the house of a serial abuser? Hi, no, thank you.
No, I found files and tapes, Viv. Like these interviews with women. Someone was recording them, trying to find out what they said.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you have the tapes?
No, I ran off. I have to go back and get them tonight.
Oh, Erica.
What? You think I should just leave the tapes?
He's at his house. What are you going to say when you run into him?
No, I won't.
But what if you do?
Then I'll ask him for a comment or...
What?
But Viv, wait, you're right. I can talk to him.
What? No, that's not what I'm saying.
I have access to him that no one else has. I'm going back.
And Bruce knew that he had the force of that system behind him.
Did you ever talk to other women on staff who had similar experiences?
They really hate you, huh?
Who the fuck are you?
They don't even know the whole story. Like, I wonder what would happen if they knew everything.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm someone who knows exactly what you did.
Hello, police? My name is Bruce Alvarez. I'm at 650 Ocean View Drive in Montauk of Old Stone Highway. Someone's broken into my house.
Part 3 of The Off-Season is coming to The Truth in 1 week. For more stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. The Off-Season was written by Marina and Nico. For a full list of credits, go to thetruthpodcast.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. If you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Special thanks to Magnet Theater, who offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Learn more at magnettheater.com.
The Truth.
Radiotopia.